Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So Richie has COVID, which means I will soon have COVID, which is strange. I realized because yesterday, like we just got back from South by Southwest. It's like, it's funny because we kind of like knew we were going to get sick at some point because I just got back from New York. And then I had a couple days, and then my friends, actually Allison, who was on Catch Me If You Claws.
That's right.
Was coming with her husband and some friends to Vegas on a whim, and we were invited to that. And we were like, I think if we go do that, we will die. Because we were just like, we can't risk getting sick before South by Southwest because Richie had two films in it, which is very cool. And South by Southwest is a film, music, comedy, tech, everything festival. The iHeartRadio Podcaster Awards are there. Like everybody I listened to was there. And I was just, oh, God. And I saw Jake Gyllenhaal. And my friends were really close to Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. And I know Emily Blunt's hairstylist, so she must have been there. But and
wait, is that – yeah, that's who I thought it was.
So it was very, very cool. But we were out a lot. Like we were out – kind of all day, every day, and just out in the world. And we were just like, it's just a matter of time. And then we lasted 8 days. Yeah. And then we got home and Richie was like, we got home and like our tradition whenever we get home from a trip is to order ramen and then watch whatever like really awful reality TV we've been looking forward to. So this time it was Vanderpump. And the ramen and the champagne hit really, really good after that. It was like we'd been having only margaritas and queso, which is like great.
Yeah.
So amazing. Like it was a dream.
No complaints there. Yeah.
But coming home and having champagne and ramen also kind of like was great.
Oh my God. And so when did Richie start to feel punk?
As soon as we got home, he was just like, I decided at 2 p.m. I'm sick. But I didn't want to tell you because we were on the flight and everything. And we wore masks on the plane and everything. So it's like we were doing our best. You just can't, you know. And I think that being completely like, you know, running yourself ragged doesn't help. So, yeah. And so then he was sick. So then yesterday he just like played what he calls Cowboy Game, which is Red Dead Redemption, which I gave him for Christmas, which was a huge mistake because now I never get to use my PlayStation 5. And so he just kind of like sat and like rested and recovered yesterday. And I was feeling great. So I was just like, well, I just have to do everything in case I get sick, which is weird. It's like preparing for your own funeral. It's like,
yes.
It's like you never get a chance to be like, well, I'm going to get sick, you know, so I got to make sure. Yeah. But I like meal prepped a bunch. I made chicken noodle soup from scratch. I made this like quinoa salad I'm obsessed with making that I've already mentioned on here. And I made white beans. Like I made like survival food. And I just – and then I did wake up feeling kind of gross today. So that's exciting.
You know, I'm sorry. That's so, I don't think I've, knock wood, I haven't had COVID yet, nor has Adam. And he just came in, he just flew from Warsaw to Frankfurt and Frankfurt to LA. So it's just such a crapshoot.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I managed to get from LA to, you know, LA to New York, go all the way through New York, come home, be in LA, and then go through an entire week in Austin and be okay. So it's just like, it's just, you know, but you do it long enough, it's just a broken clock is right twice a day.
Exactly. Well, this is really about me, though, because I have to come back to LA to get my car. And it would have been nice to
have a place to stay.
Well, not just that. I can have it towed closer. I'm sure I can find a rental place and then like
meet. They'll do it like 100 miles or something, won't they?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not a catastrophe, but it just would have been fun. We have such a nice rental, so it would have been a pleasure to drive up anyway.
And it's Jack's birthday.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of stuff that is pissing me off. Last time he got COVID, because it's always him. Just saying. It's always him. And he's like, it's because my metabolism's faster. And I was like, oh, it's a good thing? Oh, it's because you, like, how did you find a way to brag that you got COVID first? He's like, you don't think that maybe it's because you're a little bit more susceptible, you don't have as many antibodies, or you're not as resistant. No. Oh, I'm just too skinny. Oh. Sorry, my big fat lard ass got COVID after you, maybe.
Exactly. I shouldn't be bragging that we never got it. Okay, fat ass. Impressive.
Only the hot people get COVID. Oh my God.
Anyway.
Well, on that note.
You know what would help?
Oh, I do. Let me just pour a little bit into my spoon.
It's pouring rain now, for those keeping score.
Oh, welcome to Nameless Best Friends. I'm Paige.
I'm Beth.
For now. Not you for now. Me for now.
No, I know. I've just jinxed myself saying I never had COVID, and it's coming. It's coming for you.
Yeah. Oh God. It does. It feels like it's just hiding behind a door. Like, excuse me, do you have time for me yet? Okay, when you're finished with your podcast, could you just let me know? Because I need to infect your soul. Okay. So the Traitors finale.
Yep.
I watched it the day it came out. Mm-hmm. It has now been a week and a half. Apologies to anybody who cares. But yes, I had to go to South by Southwest. I had to be there. I really had these. I brought two books. I brought like my editing headphones. I truly thought I would have time to edit the last episode. So I didn't make an announcement ahead of time. Like, oh, I'm going to be out of office. You know, like I thought it's 8 days. We have an Airbnb. How busy can one become?
Yeah.
Very busy, it turns out. Constantly in and out of the house. And so, yeah, I didn't have time to edit the episode of Love is Blind that we've already recorded. And now it is edited and will be out before this one. But, and then so, yeah, Traitors finale, I watched it and apparently took no notes. Apparently I took a selfish.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Making it later Paige's problem. I don't, why did I do that to me? What an asshole. Yeah.
Me too.
A bunch of bitches.
Well, I guess
you're going to enjoy yourself.
I think we did talk about doing it right after we watched. I did think we did talk about doing it the next day, and then it just didn't happen. So that could be why both of us didn't take notes.
I guess. But idiots. So now you and I've rewatched.
Yep. Just.
And everybody else has probably forgotten what happened too if they were watching live. But,
exactly.
You know, I always forget about podcasts that, like, I've never heard a podcast just as it comes out until very recently, because I'm literally running up against the wall of having listened to so many true crime podcasts. Like, I have no more. And so I started like three recently and realized, oh my God, no, it's in live time. Like, it's in real time. Like, I'm waiting for the next Up and Vanished episode to come out. Like, that's insane. I don't want to have to sit and wait for that.
Yeah.
Of course, it's more, that's also suspenseful. So it's more, it matters more that that you don't want to wait.
Yeah.
But still, it could be 4 years from now and somebody's just like, oh, I wonder if anyone ever covered the Traitors, and they happen upon us, you know?
Exactly.
So, you don't care at all about my South by Southwest back in 2024. Way back then.
Yeah. Before, you know, the big upheaval when India took over Great Britain because King Charles died and
oh my God.
Else we will have found out by then.
I know. Well, I think we were we're going to start a new segment called the group chat. Mm-hmm. And that's basically anything that we're talking about and, mm-hmm. you know, like stuff that's in the news, not like the news, but like, you know, Lala Kent is having another baby, whatever, like stuff like that. Or like what's going on with the Royals? What the hell?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah. And so we're going to be doing that for Patreon members. So if you're interested in knowing what we have to say about more stuff,
yep,
head on over.
Yep.
Okay. So speaking of stuff we have to say about stuff, the Traitors finale.
Yes.
This episode popped the fuck off. I thought it was just going to be routine, get to the end. It is what it is. But there were some fucking twists in this.
There were.
I can't believe how it ended.
Some really surprising ones. Well, crazy. So let's begin at the beginning. We had six people.
Yep. And Kate is left at the top deciding between getting out Trishel and Sheree. And
that was, yeah. So we began with a mistake.
I mean, the thing is that like keeping Sheree is smarter at that point because she's more loyal because you don't want to end up in the position of exactly what happens. Like you want to get to the end with people who trust your ass. And yeah. I feel like Trishel has just been suspicious of everybody and she's been right 90% of the time.
Yeah.
So keeping her was crazy. And again,
it was insane.
Almost felt like a producer thing. Like, and I, mm-hmm. like, I do not want to
I don't like that suspicion, but I agree. I mean, I don't like feeling that suspicion, but.
Yeah. And CT is picking up on Kate is acting funny and said that it was weird mm-hmm. that Kate acted so weird and said that Phaedra played a selfish game, which we said last episode, like, agreed. She was so, like, it was weird. It was weird. Like, if you aren't in the know, which we are, that she's a traitor, it just, it's a huge red flag. Mm-hmm. Speaking of CT, we have a very thorough listener named Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who, she was answering the fact that all I keep saying is that I want to start watching the challenge with CT on it. She says she's been watching the challenge her whole life. Okay. And I was like, okay, give us one season to start with CT in it. What will get us hooked? And so she gave us a very thorough answer that I will be sharing.
Okay.
But she said he started on Real World Paris and there's no need to watch it. Okay. Although it sounds glamorous. And
yeah, I didn't know there was a Real World Paris. So she had me hooked for a second. Okay.
Yeah. And then, so she kind of just, she basically does like a whole lowdown on like what seasons were great and gives us all of his seasons and everything. So we're going to share that as well.
Thank you, Nicole.
Pursue it. Thank you, Nicole.
Yeah.
He's just, it's so crazy. He was so hot. And I'm not trying to say like he isn't anymore, but like he was make a mistake hot. Like he was not, he looked like a bad boy.
He looks like a young pre-Nazi Mel Gibson.
He did.
If there was a pre-Nazi Mel Gibson.
I guess we don't know.
Yeah.
But so anyway, so CT, brilliant, super hot CT, picking up on Kate acting weird. And then Sandra is also picking up on her acting weird. Sheree is voted out and then is murdered. Murder. And then she was also completely right about Kate being a traitor. So they're all completely right that Kate is a traitor.
Exactly. So at this point, Kate could have mitigated it perhaps by just getting rid of somebody more persuasive as well. So because even if Sheree did suspect her, Sheree would have been easier to sway. Not so Trishel and CT. So
especially because I feel like Sheree and MJ have like a relationship and MJ was pretty sure. Like, so I understand that since Sheree did say that she knew Kate was a traitor, it's weird to say she should stay, except that Trishel is like running around being an alpha. Like she's telling everybody what to do and trying to get people to do whatever she wants. Yeah. So it's crazy. And Alan is dressed like old Harry Potter in this episode.
Okay.
And I was reminded, not that I ever forget, that Sandra has won Survivor twice, which is fucking crazy. I mean, like, because like to be underestimated twice like that, or to be overlooked, or to be whatever.
Yeah, I don't think it's underestimated. It's possibly overlooked, or possibly she just, you know, I mean, I watched them, but you know, you also can win by default because really powerful people knock each other out.
Well, right. But I mean, like, that's still underestimating her ability to get to the end.
Yeah, I guess.
So, and it's like, that's the thing. You can never, no one's ever going to keep Boston Rob on anything if they have the choice, I feel right. like. Although I have not watched Deal or No Deal Island because it sounds awful.
I tried the other day. It's just so dumb and confusing. It's, I mean, it really is. And what's his name? Joseph, I don't know how to pronounce.
Yeah.
The guy from the Magic Mike.
I was going to say the guy from Magic Mike. Wasn't he also a werewolf on True Blood?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Yeah. Crazy. I miss True Blood. I miss good I miss old liking True Blood.
True Blood, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, to me, that I tried. I couldn't, so. And I okay. was
well,
pretty,
I hope
pretty
he wins
desperate.
That. I hope he wins for his sake. But the thing is that on Survivor, they're never going to keep him around because they would never underestimate his ability to get to the end by any means necessary. Mm-hmm. And, like, he just has very different means than Sandra, but. Mm-hmm. She gets there. She's won twice, and I think she was in the hot seat, like second to one time too. Mm-hmm. I think. I'm not totally sure, but it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But so they're talking about that. I'm just like, they're basing this vote on like who is generally to be feared, but that's not mm-hmm. how this game works. Like in Survivor and Big Brother, it does because they might be like, oh, on Big Brother, like they always get the trivia right. And like, they are just fast at figuring out puzzles. They're just really good at logic. Survivor, it's like he's got endurance. He can endure anything. He's going to mm-hmm. like, you know, there are like a million reasons to fear somebody, and that this is just who is. It's just, they just, one of them is a traitor. It has nothing to
one
do with.
One of them, not only that, one of them has been designated. Traitor,
right, one of them
is
different than
is.
A traitor.
So you yeah. can't necessarily assess it from past history or yeah. anything that you know about their personality. So I agree, yeah.
Yeah, because they don't even make a case for it or anything. I mean, like, I do think that, like, I don't know, if I was on Traitors, I'd be like, well, they're not going to put somebody who's a traitor who's not good TV. So I'd be right. like, and it would be hard to say out loud, but be like, I don't know, I don't think that person, you know, yeah. has the gravitas to be a traitor.
It would be interesting, though, if they went ahead and broke that fourth wall that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everyone keeps pronouncing her name Sandra sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, but yeah, I mean, so that they're afraid of Sandra. And it's like, well, okay, I get it. I get that she's like a gamer or whatever. But like, and so I understand then also that it means like, so she'd know how to lie and manipulate. Mm-hmm. But first of all, it's not really what her game is on Survivor. And also, I mean, I guess it is. She has, like, she has put bugs in people's ears and stuff like that. But, like, I don't know how much that has to do with this. So the fact that they all thought it was Kate and then none of them are voting for Kate, mm-hmm. like, that none of them are, like, running around. Like, they're talking about it, but, like, we know what happens and they don't. But they also, it was really obvious they weren't going to.
Mm-hmm.
So then they get to the final challenge. What did you think of this challenge? Because I know you don't like visually how a lot of these challenges are.
Okay, first of all, I'm sorry, is the pouring rain interfering here?
I can kind of hear it, but I think it's great. I think it's an atmosphere. I think everyone can deal. I have my windows open. I think there's a little ambient sound coming from that too, but honestly, I deserve it.
I'm just not pleased with pouring rain in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Never happens, except for if somebody has just come back from the gloom of Poland and was hoping for some sun and warmth. So I've lost track of what you asked me.
I asked whether you liked this challenge visually, because I know that
Right. Not, you know, I didn't hate it on first viewing, and on second viewing, I found it more confusing.
Yeah,
so
same.
I just, and that's kind of weird, but I just think they need to come up with challenges that are more like Survivor. I mean, because mm-hmm. these are pretty consistently huge scale challenges. In fact,
the scope is insane.
I totally agree. And it doesn't work for me. It's why I'm not as much
tense.
As I want to watch something right now. I'm not leaping right on you know, Traders UK or anything, because mm-hmm. I just find it tiresome. And even with this challenge, when we went up over the, you know, the cartoon yeah. map and saw where people were going, that was when I comprehended it better. And that just is, that's just nothing compared to watching people balancing on an ever smaller pole mm-hmm. and yeah. shaking and, you know, losing balance and then regaining it. You know, it's just, this is weird to me that, this is the way they keep doing this. And I just, I'm 100% sure that they could come up with castle themed, castle relevant
yeah.
things. But you yeah. know what I mean? They could, they, it doesn't have to be just survive or do, but you know, anyway, so that was how I agree. I felt about it.
I had no sense of the scope with like, okay, how many lobster traps are there? How far away are there? And especially with yeah. like crazy camera angles, it was like, it looks like they're all right there. And also, yeah, of course it's the furthest one that's the hardest to get and it's the biggest. I don't know. Yeah. But it just, it was kind of confusing.
But then Kate looks at the map and, oh, the combination to the lock is at the start, which is of the very few, what, 8-10 things on this cartoon map? It's a yeah. big start with a lock.
I mean, yeah, like, you would think you would have taken notice at the beginning, but I don't know when they got
at
the
any
map.
Point,
I don't know.
Rather than wandering around or spitting out like 2023, like yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
2023.
It's just so stupid. Yeah. So that so I didn't love that.
No, but hold on. It actually is really loud for a second. Can you hear that?
Yes. Oh, it's a trash.
Oh my God. Now it's in front of my house. It wasn't in front of my house before.
Oh my God.
Okay. It's too fucking loud. Just too fucking loud. Fucking helicopters.
Anyway, oh so. God.
Just can't wait for the air raid siren to go off next. This is insane. Okay.
Anyway, it was surprising to me that Sandra wasn't nervous about that, you know, and I mean, she's never really a very physical player, you know, like mm-hmm. she's gotten by being subversive, but she just comes sliding on down like a starfish.
I know.
No problem.
It's crazy because it looks so safe and obviously fine mm-hmm. in, like to see, but it's crazy because I remember I went ziplining once in Asheville. Mm-hmm. And it was like this whole course that we went through. I was telling Richie this story and I said, I went ziplining in Asheville once and I had to go over this bridge and he goes, no, ziplining is when you started explaining to me what ziplining was. Like, no, ziplining is the one where you go across the thing. I was like, I know. This was a ziplining course with different elements you had to get from hither to thither. Like, I could not believe, he's not a mansplainer. He's just actually so kind.
Yes,
that
he is.
Like sometimes I see what he thinks I think.
Yeah. And it's embarrassing, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, you wouldn't put it past me to think that. And then you were nice and patient about it.
Exactly.
Like, bless you, boy. But no, what I know. Anyway, so it was like a ziplining course and you went like, you climbed up this thing and then you down to this thing and then you have to like go through this thing. And then so one of the things was that you had to walk across a bridge, like very much like a Disney cartoon bridge, like, whoa, like a rope bridge with like only a few slats and stuff. But I was connected the whole time. Yeah, it's like the whole course is connected.
So did that connection make you feel indomitable or was it actually scary?
So that's the thing. That's what I was going to say is that it for some reason, like my brain couldn't figure it out. Like I was like walking and my legs were like complete jello. Like I was just like my whole body was like shaking and I felt like so nervous but I knew I was like, I'm fine. I'm not really scared of falling. It would probably even be fun. It's fine. Like, I don't know. I just like my lizard brain couldn't compute. Like I'm in, at this point, 2015 and like, it's fine mm-hmm. and you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's just one of those things that even if you're safe, I don't know. It's also like walking up to like a glass, like balcony thing.
Do you remember that restaurant we went to at Columbus Circle in New York years ago that had the bathroom with, for some reason, one part of it yeah. had a glass floor mm-hmm. that was on an overhang?
But was that it per made se? Me, was that per se?
It was per se. Yes. Yeah. And it made me very apprehensive, even though I was pretty sure it wasn't like treacherous.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I took a selfie, so I was fine. I took a selfie in the mirror.
Yeah, so I guess it really, more than any other use of lizard brain, I think that feels appropriate there. It really is so just deeply human.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's get back to where we were, which was that they all go down the zip line. CT saves the day again, gets the money, and they have to get back to the boat and raise the sails.
Yeah, he had to go out and swim out for it. Yeah. And then again, it was like the last 8 seconds, which I just don't believe. I feel like there must be like a 10-minute grace period or something.
Yeah.
And that they're just editing it because like it's so suspicious.
It is.
Like, I guess that maybe it would be disappointing if they don't get any money at the end of this whole big thing, you know, but I don't know. It just feels
It would raise the stakes as a viewer, though, if every now and then, not to manufacture a loss, but if there was a loss, just go ahead and show it.
To accept it. Yeah, exactly. God, I can't believe this is the same season that had Burgalicious on it. It's so weird. Reality Time is crazy. Like, whenever you get to the end of Survivor, you're like, this is the same season with that person on it. That feels like a different lifetime.
Have you started Survivor?
No, I think we might tonight.
I want to know what you think. I haven't started it yet, but I am seeing people complaining about it being full of... They're apparently leaning heavily into heartwarming stories of the people on it. And that really has prevented me from starting it because I'm just like...
Yeah, it's just a bunch of soft boys and soft girls up there now, just like namby-pamby... having therapy talks together and like
they made it an hour and a half long last season. They did a whole bunch of hour and a half seasons so that they could have big long it's really important to me because when I was in second grade, you know, somebody beat me up, blah, blah, blah. That's what I'm there for. If it comes out organically, that's fine.
Yeah, but that one girl who was a lawyer last season who she had a crazy story and it was fascinating and it super defined her and it only came out halfway through. So it felt like, whoa, like she's like so humble and like, it's so interesting. But like, yeah, I do not, that sounds so bad.
Yeah. I don't know whether it's true, but
I don't like about New Survivor.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to this. So
they raise the sails, they get the money, they go back and it's time for another roundtable meeting.
Well, at first they're in the car and CT straight up asks Kate, are you a traitor? And she's like, first of all, rude. What? Why would you even ask that? Which is funny because she could say that to anything. Yeah, exactly. I do think she would say that to anything, but also like I would have been like, oh, that's a lie. I would have just like, because that's how I lie when I'm completely surprised. I just don't know what to say. And I get a little like weird. So it's like, I feel like I would have been like, that told me everything I need to know. And we know it's true.
Yeah.
Which again, I hope that in future seasons, there's like a secret saboteur or something who like, we don't know that they're a traitor so that we also wonder a little bit because there's not a lot of suspense in this.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be cool. But then she says no. And then she says she's offended because she's like, I actually was pretty proud of myself for coming into this and like recognizing who was a traitor. And it's like, it pisses me off that you think that that was not a skill, but like that was that I just knew. And he's like, whatever. And so then they go back and Sandra is correctly saying that they need to separate MJ from Kate.
Mm-hmm.
And CT tells Sandra that they're going for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sandra and Kate start talking,
mm-hmm.
and I hate the expression pick your brain, which Sandra says to Kate.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sandra says, CT told me you brought my name up, and she says, I'm not the one shopping your name around. And then she suddenly is just like, yeah, well, when he brought it up, I did think it was weird, and like I thought it was like there was an ulterior motive. And so then Sandra is saying that CT's a traitor, and then Kate goes to talk to CT and says, Sandra's voting you out, and she said she's voting you out. And it's just like this crazy train of misunderstandings that I guess Trishelle is just like polishing a glass somewhere. I don't know what she's doing, but it's just this, it's crazy. And like, it would actually be smart if Kate had just said, yeah, she said she was voting you out too, because it sows like, you know, insecurity. But also I think if it was a lie, I would have thought it seemed like, oh, that's a kind of a risk. Don't you look a little guilty? Like you're just saying like, yeah, you too. But she's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So then CT's like, everybody's telling everybody what they want to hear. And I can't see why she would say my name unless she's a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what happens because then they go and they fucking vote Sandra out.
Mm-hmm.
And Sandra did say something brilliant at the table too. She said, because they were like, well, you were hanging out with Phaedra and Sheree. And she's like, yeah, I did that to protect myself because I thought one of them was a traitor. And she's right. Mm-hmm. And I wanted, and like, so that was strategy. And I liked her saying that because it's true. And I, and as hard as we are on her, because she's just, she can be so tough and difficult and like truly unpleasant. Like at least she wasn't Survivor. She seems to have mellowed out a little bit, but like she used to be kind of just a dick. And not in a cool way, not in a villainy way, but just like a jerk. And but she's right. Like, and I think that it's nice that she is claiming, you know, how her gameplay is strategy, because it is strategy to align yourself. And she says she thinks that she had traitor angels, So.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And then Trishel and CT are yet again not on the same page. Which, if I was Trishel, I'd be like, are you fucking serious? Like, how many times have we said we were going to do something and then he's just changed his mind and done something else? Like, he cannot be trusted. And like, if I were her, you know? So, yeah. So then they vote her out and she's just like, I'm a faithful. And everyone's like, fuck.
Yeah. But this was pretty key, wasn't it? This was the key one. Because now we're down to
just the fire of truth.
Exactly.
So dramatic.
Right. So, yeah. Yeah. So what we had was Sheree was murdered. They vote Sandra out. It is mathematically impossible for there to not be a traitor left.
Which they don't, which they don't seem to realize.
Well, no, they did realize that. One of them didn't realize that.
Well, the most suspicious person. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know why she didn't realize, like, oh, we have to give him somebody. Somebody has to be fed because Sheree got murdered, obviously. Yeah. It just felt like dumb, like not gamer brain, I guess. But it's kind of crazy because it's you rarely see people make mistakes in these shows because, like, I feel like on the other competition shows and stuff, like, I know they spend a lot of time going over the rules and stuff, but I was like, I would be just fucking up the how the game works, I feel like. I wouldn't even just be, like, going slowly or something. I think I would just be like, oh, wait, I have to go through the mesh thing? I have to go through the rope ladder?
But, yeah, right.
So it's funny but to I watch think her
that I would also – I would imagine that everybody would be hyper aware of what they're trying to achieve at this point. And so – you don't have to be a mathematician, God knows I'm not, to realize, well, wait a minute. You know, that wasn't like a traitor suicide. I mean, like, whatever. I don't know. It was just like, no, it was just, it was. So, yeah, I was kind of shocked when they go to the fire of truth and they all, you know, give their little bag of whatever it is.
Yeah, more Harry Potter shit. This episode has him dressing like Harry Potter. We've got a Marauder's map. We've got flu
that
powder.
Was Marauder's map. So, yeah, but so then when the first one that they throw is that where we are? So, because we're down to, Sandra's gone. So,
because it's four of them. It's Kate, MJ, Trishel, and CT.
Correct. And yeah. So Kate says, well, I think we're all faithfuls here. And it's
which
like,
is so shady.
She could have played it to the end. That's the crazy thing. Even at this point with four people left, she could have won it all. She could potentially have ended up it would have to be down to one and one. There would never be a point logically where they got rid of a bunch of faithfuls and then said, okay, I think that handles it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, if it was me and I was on my best day, mm-hmm. and I was really thinking. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would have been like, okay, I'm Kate. I have to give them somebody. Four people is a lot. It's pretty obvious there's somebody left because Sheree. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to vote. And then I'm going to say, I'm going to make a case to somebody else, not to keep me, but to keep get somebody out. I would mm-hmm. be like, Trishelle, CT has betrayed you like 12 times. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you're still going along with what he's saying is like, you know, respectfully, not, you know, I don't trust him on your behalf. So right. I can't think of another reason why he would consistently like be lying to you and changing his mind on you and stuff if he didn't have another game he was playing.
Right.
So, you know, but like I say we get him out.
Yeah. And that is, that's not what happened.
Yeah. So and then you're, do... and then you can do, and then you can make a really easy like girl power thing with the mm-hmm. three girls being left and just be like, I think we like, the, like whatever. Except that.
Well, they couldn't because they would have voted him out and Alan would have said, were you a faithful or a traitor? He would have been a faithful. So they would have had to have kept going.
I know.
Until it was down to two. That's the way the math of this works.
But I kind of wish that. There are two things that I wish that they didn't do in this Fire of Truth, although it is very fun watching them throw the thing.
Yes.
I wish that they wouldn't say who picked red. Like, yes. I wish that when they voted, it was anonymous. Because I said to Richie when we were watching, I was agreed. Like, oh, but they're not going to say who. And I was like, oh, wait.
That's why I thought they gave it to him. Otherwise, why don't they have them throw their own?
Exactly.
Why do they give them to Adam? Why do they give them to Adam?
Why don't they give them to your boyfriend?
I don't know. No, why do they give them to Alan? That doesn't make sense to me. That's just so somebody needs, they need to improve this game a little bit.
Because the thing is that it really determines who you pick if you know who voted. Because if they'd all anonymously whatever, then you wouldn't know it was Kate who voted green. And then she could say like, well, we have to get out of trade. So whoever voted green, like then she could use it to her advantage. And then I also wish that they didn't say I was a faithful, I was a traitor. Because I would rather them just keep going based on their instincts at that point, because that's kind of what this part of the game is about.
Yep.
So I don't know. I just wish that that was how it worked.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And I think that's huge. I don't think that's unimportant. I think it's critical.
Yeah.
Because for me, it was, well, I thought the suspense was gone. We all thought the suspense was gone because Kate leaves and says, well, you know, this is a bummer, but sorry about the sirens here.
It's crazy.
My God. Anyway, she doesn't say, she goes off and says, you know, it sucks, but
good luck, guys.
You know, I'm really, but I'm really, you know, we've got some three happy faithfuls down there. We all think it's over.
She handled it gracefully. She handled it graciously and her hair was fucking perfect.
It was. I noticed it too.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And yeah, so they sigh a huge sigh of relief and then a crazy twist because then they vote and then they decide to vote one more person out. So it's CT and Michelle who decide to do that.
Exactly. Exactly.
And MJ's like, what the fuck?
Do. Yeah. MJ was so pissed shocked. She was shocked.
Ugh, I felt so bad for her because she's right. They are all faithfuls. And she thought that this was going to be like, it was crazy because then CT said, there's only one person I can go to the end with this and trust. And I was like, okay, no, you had a pact. You made a pact because you're from the same show. And don't pretend to MJ's fucking face that it's not because of something that has nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
You know, like I think that that was crazy. So they do that. And then it's a crazy deadlock because Trishelle votes for CT, MJ votes for Trishelle. And CT sticks to his word for once and votes for MJ.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. And she's clearly just pissed about what happened earlier, but she took a huge risk in doing that because if MJ had just picked one of the other people, the only other person there, I mean, it's 50-50. Mm-hmm. Then he just would have been gone.
Yeah. But I also think that they need to improve this part because at this point, when you're watching it and you know what's going on, you know who's who and what's what. You're like, well, this sucks because now, you know, we know it's MJ, it's going to be out. We know those two are like loyal to each other. So it was like, there was not really, for me, there was no suspense. It was a surprise, but it wasn't suspenseful because it's just like, well, it's a redo until you know, somebody goes and that somebody was necessarily going to be MJ. So it was.
Although
I
wonder what happens if it's another deadlock, if there's some sort of.
No, they would have voted again. They need to establish a rule where if you deadlock two out of three times, then it's over and again, there could be the threat that a traitor gets it all.
I know.
You know what I mean? That just adds more suspense. It adds more. We all have different favorites. I recognize that Sandra might have been somebody's favorite. Mm-hmm. That somebody was outside of her family, I'd be surprised. But
you hate her so much.
I really find her absolutely charmless. But but anyway, they could have. That would have been there. You know, every time that you have a favorite in any of these shows, I'm thinking of the many times that I hoped that Boston Rob was going to come back on. Or anybody when they had Redemption Island on Survivor, mm-hmm. or whatever, that we all love the chance to see our favorite come back for it to not really be over. So
I love that.
Even if it wasn't obvious that my favorite was going to come out on top because they have a 2 out of 3 rule.
Yeah.
Somebody, you know, a whole segment of the viewership is going to be gratified by that. So
yeah, if they run the risk of with deadlock, like forcing their hand and saying like, you guys can't just deadlock forever or that, there's a consequence. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, and so then when they do revote, they get MJ out and it's very obvious that they just had this pact and it was crazy. So then Trishel and CT win the game. They take the money.
Yep.
So what were your thoughts on that? Did you think it was fucked up?
For all the reasons we just said, I did think it was fucked up because it didn't allow somebody who I have to say MJ played pretty well. I liked her the whole time. Mm-hmm. I never watched the Shaws of Sunset, but so I didn't know her from that. I'd heard, you know, her name is Mercedes as well. So I had heard about MJ and Mercedes mm-hmm. in some context, you know, many times while the show was on. I don't remember what I ever heard about her, but I personally had no preconceived feelings about her, and I liked her a lot on this. And I thought that she was, you know, I thought she was an active, how do you say it? An active player without being like, you know, an athletic player. So
she wasn't a floater. She was a social player.
There you go.
And she did a really good social game. Mm-hmm. And she was super likable and she played earnestly and she played honestly. And, you know, I just really appreciated, you know, she had loyalty. She was like, I just feel bad for her because she got all the way to the fucking end and she never stood a chance. Like that was just never going to it was just, and I mean, from a good TV perspective, I appreciated it. But then Trishel tweeting afterwards and being like, was it you who sent it to me or did I send it to you? But Trishel tweeted afterwards and was like,
it's been so long.
I know. Trishel tweeted afterwards and was like, you think what we did was fucked up? Well, did MJ earn any money for the pot? Like, you know, talking about how it was specifically about how in that Doc's challenge, she only took her shield, didn't take any money across. I feel like we were all just, that was a personal victory thing that we were all, that was just for her. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
I understand she could have taken some money, but she was just trying to get across.
at what appeared to be peril.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it wasn't even just humiliation on the line. There's no way the way those wipeouts looked. People were just hitting those docks with the hip, with the rib cages and stuff. Like that.
Yeah, you could get hurt.
It looked really awful to me. So, I don't know. I don't like Trishel. I just don't like Trishel. I didn't like her to begin with. And I briefly respected her because she had one awesome dress and she was right about some things. Yeah. I come out of this not liking Trishel. So, and I don't know whether we're going to cover the reunion. It wasn't super interesting, but boy, MJ is still pretty pissed off.
Yeah, I haven't actually watched it yet.
Well, spoiler alert.
No, I don't think there's anything to really be. I feel like if we were to cover it, it would just be rehashing. So I think we're
exactly because that's what they're doing.
Exactly. So I mean, it's crazy that it was Andy Cohen who hosted, though.
Yeah,
I know you hate him and you're sick to death of him.
I am. I just think he's problematic. I think that I don't think he's a friend to women. Let's just put it that way. So anyway, I don't know. I guess Peacock and all that. That's Bravo. Why they used him.
Yeah.
And Alan Cumming is obviously way too cool for it. And I do, as much as I would like to see him as much as I could under any circumstances, truth is, he's too cool for this. I don't want to see him doing that. So anyway, I mean, it was basically my two takeaways from that were that, that she's still very angry. And also Sandra did say something about the smokers and how they had you know, a lot of time to bond and talk outside because they were the smokers.
That's interesting. In general.
And I think that that is a good point. I don't know what you can do about it, but, you know, like I always notice, you know, wrinkles and lines on people who are too young to have them.
I assume Trishelle's a smoker. Yes. I just assume.
I wasn't going to say it. But yeah, it was pretty obvious who they were.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So do you think you're going to watch the next season of Traitors? Did you like it?
Yeah, I am for sure. But I hope that they're looking at, because I'm seeing other people online are talking about the scale of the challenges and potential improvements and stuff. So I don't know. Like I said,
these people? Do you hear them? Yes. This is the most riddled recording session we ever had. Taro's barking. There's a trash truck going by. 30 people appear to be in my yard somewhere.
There's a thunderstorm in Palm Springs.
Yeah. Melodrama.
I hope none of the dogs blow up.
I know. Spontaneously combusting.
Exactly. Anyway, to be honest with you, though, like, okay, couple things. First of all, I had liked the idea that they mixed celebrities and non-celebrities. Then after this, after I watched this, I did watch season one. I did not the non-celebrities. So I was, and you had said you were glad that they had gone with all known people. And I think that that is the way
it's
to do
fun.
It.
So it's if more they mixed fun. It up, they're more fun. And it's also like they have existing characters that we are kind of familiar with. Even if you haven't watched it, it's like, I haven't watched the challenge, but I know what those games are like. So I like get what he is and I get that he's cool. And like, and it's easier. Michelle's a badass.
Yeah, and it's easier to remember as you're rooting for people. It's easier to remember who's who. So, like, yeah, I don't remember anything except for the gross guy Christian in season one, who was like just so fucking full of himself.
He was so gross, and he was just like so. He thought he was about to be a celebrity. Like he sure was very big for his britches.
Yeah.
But it's also nobody stands a chance against a celebrity. The celebrities are gonna just like. I don't know. And it wouldn't be good TV if it was all normal people left. Even though all those people started as normal people and they just competed in something. That's how you always feel. I don't even want to start a new book, even if it's the best book in the world. The best book I'll ever read if I just read a book I like. It's like when I'm watching Survivor and it's like, okay, well, who are these? There are these new people playing with like the heroes and villains. It's like, I'm rooting for the people I know. So yes, it's better to just make it not unfairly uneven.
But by the same token, I will say this. When Survivor had Lisa Welchel from Facts of Life on, I didn't like that. So I want it to be just all unknowns or all knowns. I don't want the mix.
Yeah.
And
I think that UK and Australia are all nobodies.
Okay. Okay. Well, so and
so
I don't
rude. A bunch of nothings.
Well, right. Or they started out that way, just as you pointed out, just like everybody else did.
Yeah.
But if they were to if they keep the show going without making any improvements, I don't know that I'd be in. And I'll tell you for sure, if Andy Cohen was hosting the show, I would be out.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I could do it with him. Mm-mm. And I don't think he would either. He's just too busy, like, you know, being a star fucker at this point. I feel like he's
But I just don't so there you go. So I don't know.
There you go.
I will watch it next time. I hope there are improvements, but like I can't say I'm like totally bought in on this the way I was once I started watching Survivor.
Yeah, I mean it's just I kind of love it from the perspective of the cultural, like everybody's talking about it type thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I always love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, I'll watch anything everybody's watching. I mean, that's kind of what the conceit of the show is. So it's like, except for Hallmark, which not everybody is watching. But so I don't know. Okay. Well, that was Traitors.
Mm-hmm.
It's closing the book on Traitors.
Yep.
I can't wait to find out what we're going to watch next because we don't know yet.
Send suggestions. We don't know.
Yeah. If you want to tell us what to watch. Anyway, I guess we got to go talk about the Royals for our first episode of Group Chat.
Yep.
So, bye, everybody.
See you on Patreon.
Bye.
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.